You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios.
A juror at the first Trump criminal trial had second thoughts.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. She told the judge that this morning. So that juror, one of the seven that had been chosen already, has now been dismissed from the case. So now they'll need to find 12 more as jury selection resumes this morning in New York.
The former president has arrived here at court. He did not speak to reporters on his way in, but as is his wont, he is making his feelings known on social media. He has reposted comments critical of the trial, despite being under that gag order.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside the court.
District Attorney Alvin Bragg wants the former president cited for contempt of court for three previous social media posts in which he attacked witnesses Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen. We'll see if the new posts fall under the gag order at some point.
Now, moments ago, the DA Bragg just alleged seven more Trump gag order violations. The former president charged with falsifying records over alleged 2016 payments to keep an alleged affair quiet. The U.S. and our allies in the G7 group of nations have just imposed new sanctions on Iran, many of them focused on Iran's production of attack drones in response to Iran's missile and drone attack on Israel over the weekend. Fox's Trey Yingst reports from Tel Aviv.
Israeli forces remain on high alert across the country, waiting for orders from the country's war cabinet to strike back against Iran. Reports indicate that strikes against the Islamic Republic were called off on two separate occasions over the past several days.
New York City police are at Columbia University's campus where there's an anti-Israel encampment.
Protesters rallied until the early morning hours, lighting flares and chanting, "Free Palestine and Gaza, you make us proud." The NYPD tells us two people were booked on resisting arrest last night and one person with assault on a police officer. The student paper reports protesters voted to stay in the encampment for another 24 hours.
Fox's C.B. Cotton near the Columbia campus. America's listening to Fox News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
It's time to win cash. Get your KPEL News app ready because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPEL News app where it says win cash and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
And your 9 a.m. code is 271. Your 9 a.m. code is 271.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA. Breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hi, y'all. Welcome, Moon Griffon Show. What a day. Beautiful day. It's Friday Eve. on the Moon Graffon Show, and we appreciate you joining us. 844-766-6607. It's a Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Hotline. You can email me, moon@moongraffon.com. Without further ado, let's jump right into it. We're honored to have Governor Jeff Landry joining us. Governor, how you doing?
I'm great, Moon. Like, what number is this of me being on your show? Hey,
well,
right? I remember you told me, like, I want to know what kind of records I'm breaking.
Well, you break it, compared to Jindal and Bel Air, was you breaking that stuff off in there, man, ain't no doubt about it. But remember this, when we disagree, you got to come back too.
Well, listen, of course, that's going to be the funnest time.
Yeah, well,
then you can really sell some
ads. That's where the fun starts. But you know what, Jeff, it's not that I agree with everything. I like to be fair. The other guys, they just never treated it fair. Let's just jump right into something that's really big, and this came out early. I knew it was coming, is that the push for the Constitutional Convention. You're going to have to tell people, because, yeah. I mean, I see pros and cons. I've never been for it, as you know. As a matter of fact, I'm usually fighting against it. I'm kind of trying to decide what this thing's going to be about. So there's not a better person to talk to than you to find out, what's the goal of the Constitutional Convention? Tell us that. That's what we want to know.
Well, we first have to start with a couple of questions, Moon. how about this? Do you believe that the state needs wholesale tax reform?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah. Okay. It's good. Okay. All right. Do you believe that the state needs that, certainly the legislature and whatnot, because every year that there's a budget shortfall and whatnot, we have this big deal where all they do is cut in higher ed and health care, and we never can get to. Do you believe that the state government and some of the budgets are overbloated?
Absolutely. Big time.
Okay. All right. Well, just those two right there give you the reason that we need to adjust our Constitution. Okay, because what has happened is, over the last 50 years, the Constitution has been amended or attempted to be amended some over 300 times, and has been actually amended by the voters over 200 times. That's actually another question. Do you like having to go to the polls every year, and sometimes when it's almost the only thing on the ballot, and wade through a litany of constitutional amendments that have the time, when you read it, you can't understand what they're trying to do? Do you like doing that?
No, not at all. I don't think anybody else does.
Me too. I agree. I don't think anybody else does either. Well, that in itself is the problem. The problem is that the Constitution is riddled with special interests. Okay? It's riddled with it's like a protection racket. And it really doesn't give the legislature, not the governor, it really doesn't give the legislature the ability to govern and set the policies of the state, because every time they try to do something from a policy standpoint, they run afoul of some constitutional provision that some legislature before them, because of some special interest, put in the Constitution. And so if you look back at the 72 convention, which they did a fantastic job then, but the problem is that what they did not do, and I talked to those that are still left from that time, they would say that if they have any regrets, it was that the fact that they didn't make the amending of the Constitution a little more onerous, right? Or didn't grant it some additional time, so that those things, those issues that were paramount and important, that either they forgot to put in the Constitution or whatever, rose to the top and were actually properly vetted to determine whether or not you couldn't take care of some of those things through statutes. Because it really, the way we amend it so easy, makes the legislature say, well, listen, I don't want to, if my job is hard, I just put a constitutional amendment on, I give it to the people. Well, that doesn't work. And in fact, the budgeting of the state is almost just about on like a cruise control. We could add two more amendments that would corner off higher ed and health care. And I mean, we could send everybody home. Now, some people may like that. But that's the problem. Like, we cannot advance this state if we don't have the ability for the legislature to make the policy decisions that need to be made based upon the current times. And so that's the idea is not to rewrite the Constitution. The idea is to clean the Constitution.
And when you go, let me ask you a question. When you go into the to this deal, and I've heard the same thing from other people, not rewriting the Constitution, not what you're really doing. You're trying to clean it up so it can be more beneficial for us. When you do this constitutional convention call, if it passes, and who knows what the Senate will do, but if you do this, Jeff, do you feel like it can't go any further? Because a lot of times when you get into this, you don't know if it goes in other areas that you had no intention of going. I mean, can it be limited at all?
Absolutely. It absolutely can. In fact, I've been reading this book that actually Jeremy Alford wrote on called The Last Constitution, which shows a lot of the pitfalls to avoid. And here's how it works. So like for those of y'all, and like these are like political geeks, you know, that kind of like me and you move. But like the governor issues a special calls for a special session. You've seen this all the time, Jimmy. He controls the call. When he does that, he can limit, like we had a crime session, right? And I wrote like a list of maybe 20. I don't remember how many items we had. And I said, these are the things the legislature will convene and may create legislation for. And that dictates what they can and what they cannot do. Okay. And the enabling legislation, a piece of legislation that actually calls for the convention, the legislature has the ability to do that. They have the ability to limit certain items. In fact, this week, they placed an amendment inside of Representative Bob Beaulieu's bill, which talked about the fundamental rights that many people were worried about, like the Second Amendment issues, the guns, the life issues. They went in there and put an amendment in there that said, these provisions shall remain and may not be amended. So that's it. That portion, that Article 1 portion is now taken off the table. And they can, and that legislation, as it moves through the process, can go through the Constitution article by article and say, look, these things shall remain and may be modified, but inside the Constitution. These things should be taken out of the Constitution and placed in a statute under which the threshold to amend those statutes is greater than a majority. That's the whole idea is to do that. The whole idea is to ensure
that nothing is
removed. Yeah, go
ahead. That's going to be it?
Go ahead.
I mean, is that going to be it? That's going to be nothing else? The homestead exemption ain't going to be touched? None of that kind of stuff?
But listen, exactly. Look, we can go through. The idea is that the legislature can go through those issues that are sacrosanct to the people of this state, right? Like our guns. We're not giving up our guns. We're not giving up our pro-life positions. We're not giving a homestead exemption. And so those kind of things, the legislature can say, this provision inside the Constitution shall not be removed from the Constitution. In fact, there's a bunch of things that the Constitutional Transitional Committee, the ones that we had working during the transition, and they continue to work, some great people, a couple of them are legislators who understand the obstacles that the Constitution provides, there's obstacles that keep the legislature from doing some great things for the people and kind of advancing the state. Okay. They understand that. They've been working, combing through the Constitution, saying these things should not be in the Constitution. The Constitution has 72,000 words in it right now, Moon. Think about that. There's only 4,500 words in the U.S. Constitution.
And some of the concerns I've had, Jeff, is that Governor Jeff Landry, my special guest, talking about the Constitutional Convention. Some of the concerns I had is that we're going to count on the legislature to fix something that the legislature broke. And one of the other things that I'm concerned about is, you know, a lot of these statutes and things that we passed dealing with taxes and tax money going to stuff was put in the Constitution because nobody trusted elected officials. In other words, some of this stuff is dedicated to certain things. When that's pulled away, then it's not dedicated no more, but it'll never pass had it not been dedicated anyway. You see what I'm saying? There's some problems with that. I just wonder how you work around that.
But sometimes you dedicate money to things that no longer need it, and the money just flows into that pot.
I'm not arguing with that. The dedication part, Governor, only bothers me for one reason. The dedication part is is that it not something would have never passed had it not been dedicated because of the lack of trust for the elected official. You see what I'm saying on the dedicated part?
Well, I know, but think about what you're saying, Moon. I mean, let's start from the core principle. You're saying the people that we vote on, we don't trust to run our government. Well, then, really? Then why
if you look at the polls, they don't trust them. They don't trust them as a whole.
Well, I know.
They don't trust them as a whole. Give an example. Two-third vote to pass taxes. I love it. Is something like that going to be stripped out?
Okay. No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely. In fact, watch this. That's a great example. Let me show you this. The idea is that those things that are removed from the Constitution and placed into statute can only be modified or amended with a two-thirds vote. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're taking it and putting it into the statute and you're given the whole idea is to remove things that don't belong in the Constitution, place it into a statute. You can create a higher threshold to amend, just like we did with taxes. Mm-hmm. But I mean, for Pete's sake, I had a legislator the other day, she said, I tried to rename something and found out I couldn't because it was in the Constitution. The city of New Orleans is in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Now, you think they belong in the Constitution? Now, look, their hair comes on fire when they talk about that. And I asked them, I said, listen, why is the city of New Orleans treated any different than the city of Lafayette, city of Shreveport, city of Monroe, city of Baton Rouge? Like, why is that? Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, let me take
a quick...
Let me take a quick break because I want you to be able to wrap up and you give me a few other reasons you think this is important and will the Senate block it? Because that was my biggest thing. The Senate blocks everything. Governor Jeff Landry, my special guy, I'll keep him for a few more minutes. I know he's got a busy schedule. We'll be back. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
Time, and that means garden time here in Louisiana. And Louisiana owned and operated Stein is where you need to go to get all the great deals on plants and everything else you need for that brand new flower bed you've been wanting to make. Stein has great deals on garden soil, mulch, weed and ant killer, everything you need to lay the groundwork for that brand new flower bed, plus assorted flowers and vegetables in jumbo six packs starting at just $279. The weather is perfect, and that means you have the opportunity to start bringing those great blossoms into your yard today. Plus, springtime means outdoor cooking, grills, charcoal and propane burners, all of that you need you can find online at steinhome.com. Louisiana owned and operated, Stein is your place for the gardening and outdoor grilling you need to take advantage of this spring. Check out everything they have to offer online at steinhome.com. That's steinhome.com. Check them out today.
When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Looking for a...
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. Governor Jeff Landry, my special guest. Governor Landry, let me ask a quick question. Because you came on talking about, you mentioned to me things I like and don't like, and no doubt about it. But what do you think with the Constitutional Convention, what's the biggest takeaway we'll have if you get this done and get everything that you would like to get through it?
It will then give us the ability to streamline our government and get ourselves in line with the rest of the southern states, so we can hopefully capture the great industrial expansion that's happening in the South. I mean, that is what it, I mean, we're stuck in this archaic tax structure. We stuck in an archaic educational system. Okay, I mean, the statistics of that bother us all of the time. I'll give you an example. Let's talk about crime. We just had a crime session. We talk about juveniles, which we have a problem with our juvenile crime. You get a juvenile, 16, and then we raise the age to 17. The courts say the 17-year-olds, we can't put in an adult population. But let's say that person shoots somebody at 16. It's a homicide. They give him juvenile life. He's getting out at 23, which we've got a problem, may have a problem with, or may not. And but then when the 16-year-old turns 18 and 19, we still have to keep him in a juvenile type setting. We can't put him in big boy prison. You don't want to know why? Because of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Because we can't do sentence him. But through legislation, we can go in there and adjust that. And that's helpful. That helps bring overall costs down and starts to make sure that folks understand, man, if I commit some of these big crimes and I become a big boy, I'm going to big boy prison. Okay? We talk about our courts. I mean, we had to have a constitutional amendment just to create a drug court. But right now we're finding that there are a number of specialty courts that help our criminal justice system, like mental health courts. Sometimes some states have had veterans courts. We can't create any of those courts unless we pass a constitutional amendment. I mean, we can't trust the legislature by two-thirds
Let me ask you a question. Do you think, because, you know, my mind's always been we get the economic engine first, better. The whole state can come behind that. Do you think if we go to the Constitutional Convention and pass it, is this going to help free up? I know y'all want to deal with tax reform. I know the legislature wants to deal with tax reform next year. Do you think we have to have this happen before we can make the other one happen?
100%.
Do you think they're going hand in hand?
Yes. You cannot do whole-scale tax. Why do you think we haven't had tax reform in this state? You ever thought about that? You think it's just purely because the legislature doesn't have its will? No, it's because the legislature is forced to do tax reform in a closet, because they really don't have the ability to look at things from one end of the spectrum all the way to the other, because of all the special interests that got a special exemption. And listen, maybe those exemptions are good. Maybe we need them. But, I mean, we don't trust the legislature by two-thirds to make that determination. You know, again, those are things that piled up in the Constitution so that it's riddled with special interests. And so is the Constitution actually serving the average person?
Yeah.
The budget, we talk about the budget. The Constitution requires the legislature to handle the whole budget in one bill. I mean, the thing's so big, you can't go through it. They could they could adjust that budgetary process where we broke those bills up. That was something that I argued with as the Attorney General, because it makes it easier to do the proper oversight and go through the particular budget.
Can you?
Those are all things that strengthen the legislature's hands in handling the fiscal affairs and the revenue of the state.
Let me ask you a question. Governor Jeff Landry, my special guest, just a minute or so left. Will y'all or will the legislature lay out an agenda of everything to accomplish in this thing for the public to see before they go in, or when they're going in? Do you think that's needed so we can see exactly what wants to be accomplished?
Yes. What I'm hoping is that as the enabling legislation moves through the chambers, that those items, just like we did this week, because everybody was worried about, you know, guns and life and property rights, which are found in Article 1, right?
Yeah.
If you go and look, if anyone, of course, I don't know how well the media reports that, you know, and I don't know who reads it.
Well, I'm not paying attention to them. I just want to know if y'all going to give us what we need.
Declaration of Rights, okay. Right? So watch this, Boo. Article 1 of the Constitution is the Declaration of Rights, the things that we all really care about and that we appreciate, that those are our rights. It's kind of like the Bill of Rights. We've already cornered that off. They can't touch it.
Okay.
It's not debatable. It's already done. So then you move over to the other one. So hopefully at the end of the enabling legislation, the public will have a great understanding of what can be debated,
okay,
what can be moved out of the Constitution, and what, even if it was in the Constitution, may be modified, and what they can't touch. And we already started that.
No, I'm
it's
glad.
I'm telling you, it's gonna
be. I'm glad you mentioned Article 1, because I two or three people already told me to ask you that question, but you already covered it. I'll let you go. Let's do it again soon. I think putting it out there for what y'all want to accomplish would be big, step by step.
We are. We're trying to get there as quickly as we can.
Okay. I'll let you go. Thank you, Governor Jeff Landry. We'll do it again.
Okay.
All right. I'll take a break. Alan Seaball, don't go nowhere. This is big coming up, too. Folks, this is Moon Griffon. No better way to imagine your custom Schumacher home than by touring one. Visit the Olivia French Country Model Home and see why this plant is built specifically with families like yours and mine. By stepping in a Schumacher Model Home, you'll be able to walk through at your own pace and see the latest architectural trends. Plus, you can visualize how one of the most popular house plans comes to life firsthand. My friends at Schumacher just unveiled the newest plan that makes for a great family home, featuring an innovative layout, the Addison Plan. 6 bedrooms, 6.5 bathrooms, and focus on the modern family dynamics. This plan features a versatile, multi-generational suite for the first floor. Folks, head to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Combine function and luxury. We can take you from first step to the last step, and we'll want you in this new home. You're going to love it. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. For your next home, your dream home, it's got to be Schumacher Home. Folks, remember the name, All Field Equipment, AllFieldEquipment.com. When I say All Field, that's ALLfield.com. All Field Equipment, founded in 2016 by my good friend, Mr. Bill Allen, with over 50 years' experience in the oil and gas industry. Hey, this is a great company to do business with. Whether it's production equipment, control valves, controller, glyco pumps, chemical pumps, chokes, Wilden pumps, Barton recorders, All Field has new rebuilt and parts. All Field handles some of the industry's top brands such as Norseal, Fisher, and Kimray. On the supply side, All Field has anything from Q-tips to appliances to general All Field supplies. All Field is one of the largest suppliers of bottled water in the Gulf. And remember, All Field never changes transportation. Like the name says, All Field has it all, covering the Architects area and the Gulf of Mexico. All Field Equipment, 337-837-1003, 337-837-1003.
Support local business.
Did you know that 1 in 14 children experience homelessness at some point in time in their life? The Gifting Grace Project, Acadiana's homeless children's outreach, seeks to help them. Go to giftinggraceproject.com to partner with us and donate today.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. That means it could be you, your best man, your worst man. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org to know where you stand. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. Matthew James Tax Wealth Management Hotline. Let's jump gears. Honored to have, I love saying, Senator Alan Seaball, guy who kicked butt and took names in election. And I just like saying it, Alan. That's just me. You didn't say it. I did. I love saying it because I know how much money they try to just stomp you with. But you are the senator, and I appreciate you, man. Hey,
I appreciate you, and I don't mind you saying it. You can say it all the time.
Oh, I do. I like saying it all the time when I say you and me, Gaz, and a lot of ones. I just think it's great, and I hope everybody listening that went the other way just cringe a little bit. It makes me feel pretty good at the lies that were told on you. Anyway, okay, Senate Bill at 486. Now, I'm watching a testimony on you yesterday, and I thought it was so powerful on this, what is it, DEI, whatever initials you want to put on it, that's going on in the universities. And boy, you really exposed some stuff yesterday. So Senate Bill 486, let's go back to yesterday and talk about the things you talked about yesterday that's going on at some of our universities.
Well, first of all, it's one of those things that we've all known it's been going on for years, and it recently has kind of run amok. We're beyond the tipping point. What happened to me, the way I got into this bill, is when in the Senate, we have college students who are our legislative assistants, our floor aides, and just from talking to them about some of the things that go on at the schools they go to, which are in the area, it's LSU, Southeastern, schools that are relatively close to Baton Rouge. And I've also talked to many students at Northwestern State and what's going on in Natchitoches. And it just hearing them tell the stories, what really put me over the line was the land acknowledgement statement. I didn't know what that was 2 weeks ago. And before any SGA meeting at Northwestern State, for instance, they have to read a land acknowledgement statement that basically says, we feel really guilty because the university is built on lands that we stole from the Native Americans.
Oh, my God.
And that's just not factually accurate.
No.
It is designed to make a certain feel guilty for what color their skin is. And if you look at definitions in these DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, some universities actually have their definitions online. And it's impossible to read them and not get the impression that they are trying to make white students feel guilty for being white. Mm-hmm. They're trying to make, it goes the other way. But at LSU, the problem was not really racial. It was religious. It was cultural. It was political. The story I told, and one student who wouldn't come testify, but a gay Republican went to a meeting and simply wrote "Gays for Trump" on a piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
and ended up getting expelled from LSU.
Wow!
For because people saw "Gays for Trump" and were offended by it. The group was called Feminists in Action, and if you go to a Feminists in Action group and you write "Gays for Trump," you get expelled. That's egregious. That's protected political speech.
Sure is.
Very clear First Amendment protection. Sure. But the really other egregious example was another young man that went up on, had charges brought, had a 15-hour, two-day trial. LSU had their lawyer present playing the role of prosecutor. They told him he did not have the right to have a lawyer because, quote, the Constitution doesn't apply here.
Oh, my God.
When he was, they were trying to kick him out of school. His crime? Sitting next to the guy who wrote "Gays for Trump." That's it. He didn't talk to anybody. He didn't say anything. He went to a meeting and sat next to a guy who wrote "Gays for Trump." And he had to go through this trial. It's beyond ridiculous. The stories that the pro-life groups, the Christian groups, they say they set displays up and students come tear them down. And the LSU police sit there and watch them and won't do a thing. That in and of itself is discrimination. I know that the actual destruction is being done by other students, but when the LSU police and the LSU administration won't do anything about it, that's an endorsement of the action. You can deny that all day long, but it's just not true.
But this is not just an LSU thing. This is a university thing as a whole all over the country,
LSU,
really.
I tried to make that clear in the presentation. I don't want to make this just a beat up on LSU. Look, I got 2 degrees from LSU. I'm a season ticket holder. I like LSU. I'm not trying to beat up on LSU. But it's just the students who are here at the Capitol working in the Senate are LSU students. Mm-hmm. The stories that we're hearing are about LSU. It's easier to get the witnesses from LSU here. It's just the bigger target. But
yeah.
I brought up Northwestern State in Natchitoches many, many times because they're in a lot of ways more overt about it than LSU is. At least LSU pretended to scrub their DEI department in January.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, all they did was change the name. They didn't change the practices. They dropped diversity, equity, inclusion in most things, not completely. But even in 2024, freshmen have to go through DEI training. They have to submit a DEI statement showing how their work has fostered the cause of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And essentially, again, reading these land acknowledgement statements, which, look, I pointed out in committee, Louisiana was purchased from Napoleon by the United States, became a state 9 years later. Napoleon bought it from the Spanish, who actually got it from the French after the French and Indian War. So somebody may have taken the land from the Native Americans. It may have been purchased. We really don't know exactly what happened. But the fact of the matter is no American in 2024 should be made to feel guilty because of what a Spanish conquistador did in 1582. That's absolutely, utterly ridiculous.
Yep.
To make these students in 2024 read that statement before a meeting starts. Say the prayer, say the Pledge of Allegiance, and move on. It is run amok, and it has gone way overboard. Pro-life students using chalk to write pro-life messages and Christian messages on the sidewalk. Anti-Christian pro-abortion students come with water and pour it on the chalk and erase it. And those same, the very next week, those same pro-abortion students write things on the sidewalk like really, really gross messages and pictures.
Yeah, Alan, you're breaking up on me.
Stop them from destroying the Christian messages, and they don't do anything when they put this stuff there. It's the university looking the other way is a huge part of the problem.
Yeah, one of the things that I noticed in the testimony you talked about, too, was that we're talking to Senator Alan Seaball. You talked about how speech is free speech. Gays for Trump, whatever. Free speech is First Amendment. Free speech is okay politically to talk about what you want to talk about. But you got stories, and you talked about that at the committee as well.
Yeah, I mean, the First Amendment says there shall be no law abridging the freedom of speech. It does not say abridging the freedom of speech as long as it doesn't offend anybody or as long as nobody disagrees with it. You have the right to make political speech. And if an LSU student has the right to draw on the sidewalk with chalk and they happen to be Christian, then putting a Christian message is just as okay as putting an anti-Christian message. But what the university does is they allow the Christian message to be erased. And the anti-Christian, the pro-abortion message, is allowed to stay there.
Yep.
That is a disparate treatment. You're not treating them both the same. And that's the problem. Yep. And then they have these tribunals that the students have to go through. It's a group of radical leftist students and radical leftist professors that are the judge and jury. It's like the Trump jury. The issue is decided before they walk in the door.
Yeah.
There's no lawyer present. There's no transcript of the proceedings. But these people have the authority to punish you, to kick you out of school. Like the one who sat next to the Gays for Trump guy, he can't run for SGA. He can't participate in any campus activities just simply for sitting next to a guy who wrote Gays.
Can you imagine? You mentioned that kid went through a 15-hour trial, probably over a couple of days. But still, 15 hours of what? It's no telling what they did. They probably intimidated and scared the hell out of him. Had to, if I had to bet.
But by himself and without, and they told him, you cannot have a lawyer. The Constitution doesn't apply here, which is blatantly ridiculous. It's a state institution. The Constitution absolutely applies. And look, what the bill is attempting to do is to say a list of things that students shall not get in trouble for. If you don't want to make a DEI statement, you're not going to get in trouble for not making a DEI statement. If you refuse to write or read a land acknowledgement statement, you're not getting in trouble.
Yeah.
And the university is going to treat viewpoints equally. You're going to treat white students the same as black students. You're going to treat Christians the same as non-Christians. You're going to treat pro-life students the same as you treat pro-abortion students.
Yeah.
You're going to treat them the same.
Let me take a break.
That is absolutely, fundamentally not what's happening in Louisiana now.
Senator Alan Seaball, and by the way, I know he mentioned LSU and Northwestern, but this is happening in other areas as well. We got all these universities.
It's happening everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. Hold on. Let's take a break. We'll come back and wrap up. His name is Senator Alan Seaball. I like saying it, Senator. All right, we'll take a break. Be right back. From the humbling beginning, Dino Hardwoods is striving to provide superior service and quality products for their customers. Hey, I know Charles Altman. He does a great job. If you're looking for lumber, Dino Hardwood stocks a large selection of domestic and import hardwood lumber in Cypress. You ought to see their stuff. Exotic lumber, they got that as well. Trust in Dino Hardwoods when it comes to your exotic lumber needs right now. Molding, plywood, paint, and L products, they are ready for you. They got three great locations. Their corporate office is right here in Broussard, Louisiana. There's an office in Shreveport on 2801 Valley View Drive and one in Tyler, Texas, 12492 Highway 155 North. Hey, if you're looking for something different and something new and somebody who will service you, it's Dino Hardwoods. I'm telling you, don't forget Dino Hardwoods. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com. Great locations. They can service you. They can deliver. DinoHardwoods.com. Check out this great Louisiana company. Folks, you hear me brag about an advertisement. South Star Urgent Care is the name you need to know. Listen, you look up in the middle of the night, you're looking, God, where do we go? South Star Urgent Care. They open on weekends. They open at night. They can get you taken care of. If you're sick, if you're feeling bad, maybe you coughing, dehydrated, fever, flu, fractures, South Star Urgent Care wants to service you, and they're going to treat you like you want to be treated. They're going to get you in, get you out. You're not going to sit in a dark waiting room for a bunch of times. South Star Urgent Care. Go to southstarmoon.com, southstarmoon.com. You know you can register before you go and set your appointment. Hey, it's really cool. These folks at South Star greet you with a genuine smile and make you feel very comfortable. Folks, you're looking for the perfect urgent care? It's South Star Urgent Care. Go to southstarmoon.com, southstarmoon.com. South Star Urgent Care is the urgent care you need. Go to southstarmoon.com, southstarmoon.com. Hello, Acadiana. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the numbers of Matthew James. Tax, wealth management. Folks, Alan Seabaum, my special guest, Senator Alan Seabaum. Senator, one big dude. I'm just kind of curious, Alan, I know you probably got even, senators, I know you got probably more stories, but I can't believe anybody in these universities, they brought us Green New Deal. They brought us no God. They brought me, I know friends of mine, their kids came back from college. They didn't believe in God. They didn't go to church anymore. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. Something's going on at the universities. But for a university, I don't care what university it is, to tell a kid he can't have representation, this is not Constitution, doesn't cover you in a free speech deal, is absolutely the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard about in my life. Ever in my life. That they can't even, just think about the protest of women, minorities, Vietnam War on the campuses, left and right. You could always protest or just at least give your political thoughts on something.
Well, you're supposed to. I mean, that's kind of what we founded the country on. It's enshrined in the Constitution, and it's supposed to be what we stand for and what we fight for. But when you hear stories about, you know, pro-life students being spit on, having things thrown at them, while the university police just sit there and look the other way, again, if the shoe was on the other foot, they would be brought up on charges, expelled from school, or worse. And, you know, it's simply a matter of this university, whether they want to admit it or not, they're discriminating against certain political points of view, political opinions and political expression, which is absolutely completely protected by the First Amendment. And looking the other way is a form of endorsement and is a form of discrimination. And look, some of this stuff is insidious. Like if you read the definitions on these DEI pages, it literally says that white privilege is the ability to not see race, that it is somehow racist to not see race.
Wow. Hey, Alan, let me ask
you. Ludicrous thing I've ever seen.
Let me ask you a question, Senate Bill 486. What is the bill supposed to do?
Essentially, the remedy, is, and again, I told him when I was presenting it, I said, you know, go ahead and start the tape because you might want to save this one because this is the first and only time I'm ever going to defend trial lawyers. But they are a fact of life in America, so I simply created a cause of action. If a student is discriminated against by the university, they have a right to sue the university. Trial lawyers have infiltrated every aspect of life, so why not let them fix this problem? If a university treats you differently than they treat a similarly situated student, you get expelled, you get brought up on charges, you get somehow disciplined when the other guy didn't. The university has some process or procedure in place that is not fair, that is discriminatory or preferential, then you have a right to sue them.
Reading the DEI stuff and the stuff you're talking about, that thing is so discriminatory before you even get deep in it. That wrong words are discriminatory. Am I wrong by saying that? This shouldn't be a communist China. I mean, where you say something, you might get taken away and never found again. This is what we're becoming, Alan, because they don't want you to. They want you to believe what they believe, whether it be global warming or whatever you're talking about. They want you to believe this is true, and you can't have an opinion.
Look, I tried to not dwell on George Orwell references, but I started the conversation.
I heard it.
Talking about the book 1984.
I heard it.
The Thought Police. And, I was in high school in 1984. We had to read the book, and we kind of laughed. Like, that would never happen in America. That might be happening in the Soviet Union in 1984, but that's them over there. It would never happen here. What's absolutely happening here. Mm-hmm. And the other George Orwell reference, the animal farm, mm-hmm. Some animals are more equal than others. That's the world we live in now. Some points of view are more equal than others. Some are worthy of protection and some aren't. If your point of view is deemed oppressive or discriminatory by some bureaucratic board, then it's not worthy of protection. Whereas the other guy who has the proper thought, his point of view is worthy of protection, and you can't argue with him. And that's not the way this country works. That's not the way free speech works in this country.
But that's where it's headed, Alan. That's where it's headed, man.
That's where it is. Yeah.
I mean, this is
100%. And we're training up a generation that is only allowed to say and think one side. They may whisper the other side, but they feel like they're going to get in trouble for it. And if the Christian students stand out and the pro-life students stand out to express themselves, they get attacked.
Yep.
They get shouted down. They get spit on. And the university does absolutely nothing to protect them. And if this bill does nothing else than arm a bunch of trial lawyers to sue the university until we make them comply because they're paying through the nose because of all the violations, then fine. So be it. I'll empower trial lawyers all day long. Somebody's got to fix this. And we've done this in the past. We've put free speech rules on them. We've played around the edges on this issue for a long time, and it's gotten worse.
Yeah.
So let's go the other route. Let's unleash the trial lawyers on them, and let them. If they want to keep doing this, fine. You're going to pay through the nose for it.
Yeah, I just don't understand how anybody at a university, my opinion, anybody at a university would tell somebody you're not covered under the First Amendment for this. But here's the problem with that. They know they're dealing with a young kid young adult, that probably doesn't understand that. They just take it for granted. Okay, well, I'm screwed. And instead of them knowing their rights to say, no, you're not screwed. Not at all. You have the right to defend yourself.
When they, a couple of years ago, when the campus assaults, were a big deal, and universities were trying to crack down, as they should have. I'm not saying they did anything wrong on sexual exploitation and sexual assault on campus. They put these tribunals in place, and one of the things you're guilty by being accused, and you have to come defend yourself. They're using those tribunals that they put in place on the sexual assault issue, they're using those to deal with these cases. And, quite frankly, the kid sitting next to the one who wrote Gays for Trump was convicted of, I think, harassment or something like that. So if you write a politically protected statement like Gays for Trump, you're guilty of harassment because someone feels intimidated or harassed by your statement.
Yeah.
Feelings are not protected by the First Amendment. Free speech is protected by the First Amendment. And look, we're a long way from, I disagree with what you say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't exist in academia anymore. I'll defend your right to say things that are liberal I'll defend your right to say things that are you know, non-offensive to the establishment. But if you challenge the New World Order, if you challenge the Green New Deal, if you challenge the leftist ideology on campus, then there's no tolerance. And that's absolutely got to stop. You know, I feel pretty good about passing this bill. I think it's going to have an effect. If not, then we'll try something else until they get the message.
I got to go, but thank you. Thanks for the bill, and thanks for fighting for what's right. God bless you. Senator Alan Seaball, love saying that. We'll take a break. Be right back. Line One is a business telecom provider. Line One specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. If you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.One and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line One, technology with a human touch. Go to Line.One and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is Line.One. News Talk, 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Financial Studio.
A Trump juror dismissed. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, taking off the case this morning, 2 days after she was one of the seven chosen at the former president's first criminal trial in New York.
She was concerned about being impartial. Judge Juan Merchan told the court Thursday that she was also worried about her identity becoming public. He admonished the press for reporting details about jurors that could be used to identify them. He directed members of the media not to write about physical characteristics of the jurors, saying, quote, "We just lost what probably would have been a very good juror due to her intimidation by the press." The former president has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the case.
Fox's Tony J. Powers, also in New York City. The morning after that big pro-Palestinian protest near Columbia University, police have been out making arrests as some students remain inside an anti-Israel Gaza solidarity encampment on campus. While Israel keeps considering a military response to Iran's weekend missile and drone attack, the U.S. and our allies are imposing new sanctions on Iran, many targeting the production of attack drones. There's also a group of seven meeting in Italy today focused on Russia's invasion.
We cannot afford the Putin's victory in Ukraine. And Ukrainians are fighting, but they need arms.
That's the European Union's Josep Borrell. He warns without better air defenses, Ukraine's electricity system will be destroyed. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who's there too, says he hopes Congress will come through with an aid package, but other allies need to step up.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The House may vote this week on a new military aid to Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan separately. Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox Business.
And everybody will be able to vote their own conscience in their own district.
But some of the fellow Republicans who oppose Ukraine funding threatening to oust the speaker for allowing a vote. Another housing sales slump. Previously owned home buying dropped more than 4% last month for February. They also fell the same amount year over year. America's listening to Fox News.
You know, today, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, and maybe it'll get you a quarter tank of gas. But you know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my friends, my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now. Make the switch today, #250, keyword save now from Pure Talk. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. They support America's heroes, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Tunnel to Towers gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. Join Tunnel to Towers. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
It's time to win cash. Get your KPEL News app ready because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPL News app where it says win cash and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
Are you ready to win cash? Come on, let's win some cash. Your 10 a.m. code is 454. Your 10 a.m. code is 454.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show is back on 844-766-6607. The number, if you'd like to be part of the program, you can email me, moon@moongraffon.com. Matthew James Tax Wealth Management Hotline, if you want to be part of the program. Always email me, moon@moongraffon.com. I try to read every email. May not respond to all of them, but I try to respond when I can. Waiting for Representative Beryl Amity to call us. I think she's going to call us in about 10 minutes. And she's got a bill that didn't pass yesterday, and I'm puzzled by all the Republicans voting against it. And I'll let you explain the bill. She was puzzled, too. I'm going, wow, I don't understand that. And I don't. But we'll let her explain it when she comes on. By the way, I'm kind of laughing. There was an article, top employees at Louisiana's environmental agency resigning, clash with leader. And here comes ex-Trump official. I love it. Yeah, I love it. Some of them believe it because they, of course, they get to it way down under the Trump official. Got to put their headlines. New top DEQ employees are resigning or transferring under Jeff Landry's appointed leader. That's what Trump needs to do if he wins again. Do away with everybody involved with EPA and the Green New Deal. And this is basically, and I'm reading into some of this, and I got a better sense of it than the newspaper that wrote about it. Who wrote it? Oh, thedevilsadvocate.com. But I had to go through the article. And I was waiting for it to pop up. I read the whole article, which I don't like to read all the articles because they don't ever make sense. But Landry, it is, a strong supporter of former President Donald Trump, who has expressed doubts about climate change. There ain't no doubts. Climate does change. But it's a lie from hell about man doing it. Landry needs to stick to his gum. Trump, we need to get rid. I think what's happening is they're running some people out that are all stuck on this green new craziness. And I love it. And by the way, they didn't fire him. They just went to other departments of the state government. They got him other jobs, but they got him out of the position they were in. The biologist and lawyer, Gio Cometta, was appointed director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in 2019 by Trump. She has been deputy assistant secretary with the agency before that. So this is who Jeff got to be ahead of it. And, you know, the first black female secretary. And the media is going nuts because she's probably running people off that are stuck on green craziness, ludicrous stupidity. Shouldn't say that, Moon. You're going against all the scientists that believe this is real. All the scientists are getting paid. All the scientists are putting money in their pocket. I don't get money in my pocket to talk for or against the Green New Deal. I loved it because nobody lost their job, by the way. Okay? Four officials named to prominent positions at the State Department of Environmental Quality have already left after clashing with Landry's appointee to the agency's top job. Good. We need a lot of people to leave. The same thing at the federal government. Of course, senior officials who remain at the DEQ spoke in condition of, in other words, they're not going to name anybody. They name one person. It's saying that the agency's now in turmoil. No, it ain't. I think with Jeff and them, I hope this is what they do. I hope they're trying to get everybody out that pushed the Green New Deal. Right, because they probably nutted up. I see nothing wrong with it. By the way, I'm telling you, most of them went to another job in state government. You see how that works? You just transfer. 38 vacancies. She's done nothing wrong. You're just going against the take of everybody that's got involved with this green craziness. It's crazy. It's ludicrous. It's a lie. And it's trillions of dollars being spent on it. They don't make it right because they spend all that money. But I just love it because I think some of the people that left, they panicked. They ran out. Okay? And I hope some of them got fired. But most of them got other jobs in state, some other state departments. Still going to have their salaries. Still going to make a living. Nobody hurt here. And we'll help because we don't have people pushing lies down our throat. There was a bill by Democrat Jason Hughes. Bill would allow tuition increases for high-cost major clear House Education Committee. They unanimously moved forward with the bill that would allow Higher Education Management Board to raise tuition for high-cost majors and establish mandatory fees for all programs. In other words, folks, this tells me that the college system that was left in such great shape under Bell, they got to have some more money. They got to have some more money. And, I'm to the point I wish they'd let them do it. Just let them do it. They're going to price themselves out of the market. Authority would allow only to do academic programs, faculty, equipment, and student success. Would not increase administration salary and input top scholarships. Louisiana Community and Technical College System President Monty Sullivan testified in support. So let them jack the cost up because they're going to jack it up. Also shows me that the higher ed, which everybody's doing so good under Bell with all this federal money coming in, and they see that the number of people going to school here is going down, but the reason it's going down is because there's no jobs for their parents. There's no jobs. There's just no jobs, and people are moving out of here. So it's going to affect K through 12, and it's going to affect higher ed. I mean, I'm just telling you what's going on. Of course, you're going to have less college students. I think that's why we got dual enrollment. Now, the other states have it too, because you can count more people and you get more money. You see, those universities roll with money. They don't care how they get it either. You remember who was the president? Was it Kling or Klang or Klung or whatever the guy's name? King, that was him. He walked out there and said, we're not charging enough for tuition for these kids. Look at the kind of vehicles they're driving. They're driving that nice vehicles. They can afford to pay more for universities. Jack the price up because most of the people at the university don't care how much you pay. They don't care how much you owe. They don't care how much debt you run up. Long as they getting this. I hate to be so blunt, but I'm just telling you that's the truth. So the bill allowed tuition increases. They claim that's what's going on. Let them do it. All right. We're going to jump gears. I have Representative Beryl Amity coming on. She had a bill. It was House Bill 288, requiring complete medical history be recorded in the unexplained deaths of an infant 1 year age or younger, and it failed in a vote, 3 votes short of 53. Representative Beryl Amity, how you doing?
Doing well. Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling in real quick, because I know you don't have a lot of time, but I want to give you enough time. Tell me about the bill, what the bill was supposed to do. And then it failed, which I was really shocked about this.
Yes, I was shocked and disappointed. I knew there would be some opposition, but really? Really?
Yeah, but you had a lot of Republicans vote against it. I was kind of shocked, but go ahead. Tell me about the bill.
Yes. Okay, so currently in law, whenever there's an infant 12 months or younger who dies unexpectedly and without explanation, a coroner's required to do an autopsy. And that autopsy is supposed to include microscopic and toxicology studies. Mm-hmm. The bill would simply add that that autopsy should also include the baby's immunization records. And we put an extra little sentence on there that specifically says the inclusion of an immunization record does not imply cause of death. so that nobody would think that just because there's an immunization record included that the coroner is saying that immunizations somehow caused the baby's death. Mm-hmm. And the purpose of the bill was just to put this information together with the autopsy report, because we really shouldn't leave any stone unturned when we're dealing with the death of a baby that's unexpected and that we have no other obvious cause for. We want that information to be included with the autopsy report so that whenever these things are studied, they can compile data, and if they happen to find a pattern, we could look into it further. For example, what if there is a bad dose out there of a particular mm-hmm. immunization and it's killing babies? Well, if we never look, we won't know.
Yeah, good point. What? Let me ask a quick question. Beryl Amity, Representative Beryl Amity, my special guest. What was the argument against your bill?
Well, there.
I mean, it had to be. There had to be somebody against it or an argument against it for them to get votes against this bill.
Correct. And there really wasn't one main argument except that my coroner told me to vote no. And the explanations that were given for that recommendation were, to me, very weak. One of the explanations was my coroner told me to vote no because we have a shortage of coroners, or because coroners don't have enough money, or because coroners don't want mandates that increase their workload, or because coroners don't want to have to track down the parents who've just lost a baby and ask them to give up immunization records. And none of these things hold water.
Yeah.
Because no matter whether we have a coroner shortage or not, the law already requires that when an infant under 12 months dies without explanation, there's an autopsy that's required.
Mm-hmm.
And putting together the immunization record into the autopsy report, it really doesn't cost very much or take a lot of time. In Louisiana, we have something called the LINKS system. It's an acronym. It's L-I-N-K-S. And whenever someone who is authorized to administer an immunization to a person of any age, a few years ago we expanded the LINKS system, so now vaccines are tracked from birth to death. Whenever they give someone an immunization, they are supposed to put that info into the LINKS system. So including this information is as simple as having someone at the coroner's office pull up the website of the LINKS system, type in the baby's name, find the document that shows that baby's immunization records, if there is one, print that and put it in the file. It's not rocket science. We can do this. In fact, the coroners that I did speak to, several of them said, we think it's a great bill, a great idea, and we actually already do it.
Yeah, you got a few more minutes? I need to let you go.
Yes, sir. Oh, I can wait another minute.
Oh, no, if you let me take the break, I'll come back and wrap up with you, okay?
Sure.
Okay, let me take a break, Representative Beryl Amity. Just a weird, weird vote against a bill that just gave them enough information so you would know what's going on. I mean, as a parent, I'd want to know everything I can know. All right, let me take a break. We'll come back and wrap up with Representative Beryl Amity. Line One is a business telecom provider. Line One specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. If you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.One and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line One, technology with a human touch. Go to Line.One and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is Line.One. Oh, Shucks, you've been hearing me brag about Shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh, every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you. Or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks. Oh, they're good. Folks, I want to tell you about one of my new advertisers, Adapt Concepts AC Service Repairs. Oh, serving all of Acadiana, surrounding areas, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. Full service AC and heating company, repairs, installation, and preventive maintenance, which is very, very important. Installation service, professional quality services, focus on creating value for you. Terms of certified technician, 24/7 customer service, and free consultation. I'm talking Adapt Concepts, AC Service Repairs. You want the professionals, you want the best, this is them. Purchase a qualified high-efficient system for maintenance, plus get a free 12-year parts and labor warranty. Wow, don't you want to know about that? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adapt-ac.com. That's adapt-ac.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Tax Wealth Management Hotline. Representative Beryl Amedy, my special guest. Always good to have Ms. Beryl on. Beryl, after I talked to you to get you on this morning, I did a little calling around. And apparently the coroners are the one that helped stop this. And here's what I don't understand. You down there with legislation. So a coroner calls me, and I'm a rep from the area. Why don't I tell the coroner, no, I think this is a great bill, I'm going to run it, because that tells me that a lot of people voted because the coroner calls them. They didn't look at the bill. They didn't read the bill. They didn't try to understand the bill. And they can get mad at me all they want to. They said, well, the coroner called me and said, no, I'm voting no. I heard this from several people, which is very frustrating to me.
Yes.
So why don't you let the coroner run for office and you get your rear end out of there? That's what I'll tell them. Why don't you leave and let the coroner be the representative? Okay? That way, the coroner, if he wants to vote against it, they can. But you don't read the bill. You can't vote for yourself. That's frustrating.
It's very frustrating. I don't understand it because, to me, a no vote on this bill, here's what it says. You're telling a parent who's just lost their baby, and that pain that they're in is magnified because they have no explanation for the death of that baby. You're telling that parent, you can look wherever you want for answers, but immunizations, those are off limits. Investigators shouldn't even look there.
It makes sense. Yeah, why? Make no sense at all.
It's a piece of the puzzle. It's about the health, the overall health of the baby. Babies who die unexpectedly without explanation, they're usually deemed very healthy.
Yep.
You know, they were really healthy, no problems. Whenever I put them to bed and then in the morning, they're gone. It's really shocking. And so to tell parents who are experiencing that kind of pain that this is off limits, don't even look here.
Yeah.
Really?
But if I'm a parent, I'm upset about that. I mean, the fact of the matter, it happens. But like I said, for somebody to call and say, don't do that, why? Well, it's too much paperwork. Well, I ain't got enough money. Well, I mean, come on. That's being lazy is what that is. That's a lazy elected official. And by the way, I know for a fact many of them did what I just told you. That's a fact. After making, I made about 3 or 4 phone calls, and the consistent thing I got was, well, the coroner told me to vote no. That's horrible. Now, by the way, I'm not cutting the coroner. I mean, they can believe whatever they want to, but for them just to, you pick up the phone and call them like they're the experts on this. I don't think they read the bill. It looked like they didn't understand it, but you explaining it, it looks like it's 1 + 1 = 2. Pretty simple.
Yes, it's a very short bill, one page. Even with the amendment, we're talking about one complete sentence plus 3 words.
Wow.
Yes.
And they had to wait for the coroner to call them and tell them what to do.
I'll be bringing this.
No, I ain't too bright, but they're downright stupid.
I'll be bringing this bill again next year, so we have a little bit of work to do. And I must say that the coroners that I spoke with and the investigators in coroner's offices that I spoke with were all in favor of the bill. In fact, a few of them said, we think it's a great idea. We already do this.
Let me ask you a question. That was my next question. How hard is it to do what you're asking them to do? I mean, how much effort does it take to do what you're asking them to do? I'm just kind of curious.
Well, they can log on to a website, type in the infant's name, and whatever immunization record comes up, press print, and then stick that in the folder. It might even be easier than that. If they do all this electronically, they may not even have to press print.
So in other words, they could spend a whole 20 seconds on this.
Yep, assuming now it's a state website. Assuming the website works quickly, then yes. I mean, we're talking a matter of minutes.
Yeah, you're not talking about a bunch of work here.
Yeah. Right. It's not like they've got to go out and beat the bushes. They don't have to get in their car and go anywhere. They don't have to make a bunch of phone calls.
Unfortunately, some bills die early, and maybe you can bring it back next year. I just thought it was an interesting bill. Very disappointed that so many Republicans, I mean, yet Republicans vote against it. I think most of the Democrats voted against it, but no, they normally do vote against good legislation.
It's disappointing. We have some work to do. Yeah. We need to talk to our coroners, and we need to talk to our legislators.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Representative.
They need to hear from the parents.
Yep. Representative Amity, thank you so much. Sorry it didn't pass, I wanted to get a little pub on it. Thank you so much. All right, I'll talk to you later.
It.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. When we get back, I got some audio. Yesterday, Chuck Schumer, a guy who's never smiled in his whole life, shot down the impeachment trial of Mayorkas. Kennedy weighs in. So does Mike Johnson. Mike got a problem no weighing in. We'll be right back.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Spring is here, and if you love seafood like I do, you need Ragin' Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning, and Ragin' Cajun's delicious seafood dinners like etouffee, Creole sauce, shrimp and grits, seafood bisque, gumbo and roux. All Ragin' Cajun products are made right here in Acadiana. Folks, trust me, they are good. Ask for the Ragin' Cajun and all your favorite grocery stores today. Ragin' Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask them for the Ragin' Cajun. Oh, man, I love me some Superior Grill. Superior Grill, the best Mexican food in the state of Louisiana, bar none, baby. They are the best, and you're going to love them, too. They got great drinks and food, and the atmosphere is second to none. They know what they're doing. They know how to serve. Hey, folks, you do know they cater. They do cater. Superior Grill, located in New Orleans, Shreveport, and Baton Rouge, Lafayette right around the corner. You're going to love Superior Grill. You're going to love the atmosphere. You're going to love the taste. They can handle anything you got. Folks, they got happy hours. They really serve the people. And you're going to love Superior Grill. I love it. You're going to love it. I cannot wait to go to Superior Grill. I've been going to Superior Grill now for 29 years. Let me tell you, I know all about Superior Grill. And I want good Mexican food. I'm going to Superior Grill. I want to see you there. We're going to have a blast.
You know, today, 20.
This hour brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. Online at MatthewJames.com.
Hey, hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 on this Friday eve of the Moon Griffon Show. Now, so yesterday, Democrats, Chuck Schumer, see, Democrats are filthy, nasty, trashy communists. That's who they are now. It's the new Communist Party in the state, United States of America. You can get mad at me for saying it, but it's a fact. They are. They don't care about the rule of law. They don't care about the law. They don't care about nothing to do with this country except bring it to its knees. That's why you got 16 million new citizens over here that just come across the border. That's why we're running up the debt. Now, so yesterday, Chuck Schumer, the Democrats, said we're not doing the trial. They unconstitutional. They poo-pooed it. And, of course, their voters, most of the Democrat voters don't have a lick of sense. They just don't. They get mad at me for saying that. If you're not one of the ones, you vote Democrat and you got sense, good for you. But there can't be many that have much sense. I stick by that, too. Every time we've had an impeachment trial, we've had a trial. They don't want Mayorkas on a stand on TV finding out how bad it's been and what he's really done to this country. They don't want bringing people in front of the audience that says, I was raped. I lost my husband. So-and-so was killed. They don't want people parading up there talking about the fentanyl deaths from the number of people that have come across that lake. They don't want that in election year. Now, is that not sad for a political party? As sad as it is, their biggest issue is going to be we kill babies from the time they conceive to the time they come out and after. That's their number one issue is killing babies. Ain't good enough. They don't want you to see it. They don't want you to hear from the American people. That's why they don't cover the issue much. Legal stuff just destroying this country every day, and that's Biden and that's Mayorkas. And he ought to be, they ought to have a trial, and he ought to be 100-0 to this guy, and they ought to find him guilty. So the Democrats have pulled another slick one, okay? It's not going to mess with it. Now, I got two clips. One is Senator Kennedy again. And Kennedy, it's only about a minute. But Kennedy did a great job. This is a felon. This guy, as a matter of fact, it's a little bit of fun at the end. But Chuck Schumer don't care. Satan don't care. They don't care. Kill and steal and destroy. They want to destroy a nation. This guy should have been removed from the head of Homeland Security. So anyway, we got, here is Senator John Kennedy about a minute or so after they came out and ruled that they're not going to have a trial. Here we go.
Question is on the point of order raised by the majority leader.
Madam President.
The senator from Louisiana.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a motion and it takes precedence. I appreciate the majority leader's allegation. Lying to the United States Congress is not a high crime and misdemeanor. You don't have to be Mensa material to know that it's not only a high crime and misdemeanor, it is a felony.
Bingo!
Would the senator please state his motion?
I will. Since we're not allowed to talk among ourselves about the absurdity of this, and my Democratic colleagues will not allow us to go into closed session to talk about the absurdity of this.
The Senate is
I
not
move
in a
that we adjourn until 12 o'clock noon on May the 1st, 2004, and I ask for the yeas and nays.
Is there a sufficient second?
Oh, my God. All right. That's pretty much it. All right, that's good. Kennedy. So, you know, all the stuff going on, they're not going to have a trial because the Democrats say, hell with the law. The hell with what's right. But hell with what's present. We're going to do what we want to do. And we got, our voters are stupid. They either real political, they're real stupid. And we got the stupid vote. The stupid votes go vote for us. The ones that believe we're going to give them prosperity and we're going to give them freedom and we're going to give them free speech. You're stupid thinking Democrats are giving you that. And they're going to take care of the Green New Deal. All this craziness coming from the left. You know? Give it to us. Wow, we'll kill a baby. We'll kill it when we heard you pregnant. We'll kill it when it's coming out. This is what they're doing. This is what they do with the stupid. And men can have babies. Men should be able to go in girls' bathroom. The stupid party got the stupid people to vote for. Now, that's why they do what they do. And the media is as bad as anything you've ever had in a communist country. All right, so that was that. So now I'm going to play a piece. As you know, Congressman Mike Johnson, a lot of people upset with Mike. I want to play something for about 2 minutes. And then let me comment before you trip out as I'm playing it. Don't trip on me. Wait for me to finish. So Congressman and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson calls a press conference about this. Now, this was what I'm playing you. This was the Mike Johnson when he was Congressman Mike Johnson. And Mike has a problem, and I'll get that out on the backside, so don't go nowhere. But here's the congressman on this. The old Mike Johnson steps up. The one we knew, the one we hoped would be the speaker. Listen to this.
He has lied on multiple occasions to Congress under oath, and I think he's done it to me when I used to serve on the House Judiciary Committee. In my view, I believe, my evaluation is he's probably the least effective and I think most dangerous in terms of his policy implementations of any cabinet secretary in the history of the United States. And if there's ever been a cabinet secretary that deserved to be impeached, he is that. And the idea that the Senate and under Chuck Schumer's leadership voted on party lines to not even allow the American people to evaluate the evidence is shameful. I think it's a violation of their constitutional responsibility. And I think there'll be a reckoning for all this in the election cycle in the fall. I really do. The American people know, and all the polling confirms what we know, that the American people understand the open border is by design. It was designed by this administration. They did this intentionally. These are policy choices. It began on the first day that Joe Biden took office. And we documented in the House 64 specific executive actions, from executive orders that he took to actions that Secretary Mayorkas implemented that opened that border wide. And that is what's led to this catastrophe, and that is why we're in such dire straits. We have, by our estimates, probably 16 million illegals that have come across that border since Joe Biden took office. 16 million people. The official number is a little over 9 million encounters at the border. We know that includes at least 340 suspects on the terrorism watch list that were encountered at the border. But the dangerous thing, the scary thing to a lot of American people is we don't know how many terrorists came in totally undetected. We know we've got over 2 million, probably close to 3 million gotaways that have been documented, but we don't know who's come in over those open, completely unpatrolled sectors of the border. On January 3rd, we took 64 House Republicans down to the border, and it was the largest congressional trip ever. And what we saw at Eagle Pass and the Del Rio sector, which was ground zero.
All right. You're wondering why I played that. Well, I played that to show you the Mike Johnson that I knew that became Speaker of the House. Mike has a problem. Mike, no, they're not taking you credible because of FISA. They're not taking you credible because of the border. They're not taking credible for the money of Ukraine. They're not taking credible. You're losing credibility. You lost credibility when it came to spending another $1.5-2 trillion over the last budget agreements. That's the Mike Johnson I knew. That's the one I know right there. He's not wrong on anything he said, but his problem is it's a little bit of a credibility problem. Why didn't he, when he had a chance to knock down and when it came to FISA, why didn't he, when it was tied up, why didn't he man up like this in a speech? We have to make sure that the government doesn't spy on our people without a warrant. Where was that speech then? Where was that speech when it came to the budget? Where was the speech when we came to spending another $2 trillion? Where was that speech right there? But it's easy to make this speech. It's easy to make the speech Mike made. You know? But Mike should have made the speech on these other things, and then when he stepped up here, we would all be going, "Atta boy, Mike. Hang in there, man. Fight him." He's fighting on something that he couldn't control, which is what the Senate does, but he didn't fight on something he could have controlled, on the FISA amendment that would have protected citizens. When he could have stood up and went, "Hell no, I'm the deciding vote. We're not doing that," he voted with him. He voted to kill an amendment. He had a chance to do something about that. He cannot do anything about Chuck Schumer and the Senate. And that's what frustrates us about a guy we love and a guy that we hoped. I still hope he would still make a good speaker. But that's why I played it, because that's the Mike Johnson we needed on the floor during FISA. That's the one we needed on the budget battles. That one didn't show up on the things he could have done something about. It shows up on the thing he can't do anything about now, because Chuckie Schumer and the media and the left said we don't care about the Constitution. That's the Mike Johnson I knew. Where was this speech on something he could control instead of something he can't? Let me take a break. 844-766-6607. Your comments are welcome. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. I wish I'd have heard that on that FISA amendment. I wish I'd have heard that on the budget. I wish we could hear it on the Ukraine money. You're not. But you're going to hear it on something you can't control. That's the Johnson I knew. That's the one I know right there. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Spring is here, and if you love seafood like I do, you need Ragin' Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning, and Ragin' Cajun's delicious seafood dinners like etouffee, Creole sauce, shrimp and grits, seafood bisque, gumbo and roux. All Ragin' Cajun products are made right here in Acadiana. Folks, trust me, they are good. Ask for the Ragin' Cajun and all your favorite grocery stores today. Ragin' Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask them for the Ragin' Cajun.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, C-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact C-Safe or visit our website at csafe.com. That's S-E-A like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call him today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, last segment of this hour. 844-766-6607. Is it Moon at moongriffon.com? Somebody made a good point. Let me ask y'all a question. The Democrats had sent over an impeachment over to a Republican Senate from the House. Okay? You think the Republican Senate would have said, nah, we're not doing that? I'm just asking, do you think I'm just asking. Could you think the Republicans and the Democrats in the House, which make a good point the guy made to me, the Democrats in the House would be nuts. They shut the whole government down. The media would be writing, Republicans not following the Constitution. You ain't going to see anything like that from the media with the Democrats and Chuck Schumer. Would they do it? They would already, there'd be Republicans that we got to do this. There'd be John McCain Republicans popping up left and right. Like I said, I don't want Mike to lose the deal. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just wondering, where was that speech when the FISA vote was up? Where was that speech when the budget bills came forward? Where's that speech on Ukraine? Somebody can argue, well, you know, there's a big difference between being a Speaker of the House and being just a congressman. Why? Okay, let's say you're right about that. Let me agree, there's a big difference for being Speaker of the House and a congressman. Are you telling me you have to change everything you've ever said? Does that mean you got to change every principle you've ever had in your life? Does that mean everything you said before you were a speaker now is the opposite? I just read another one. They had something in the Tennessee Star, and they wiping on Mike pretty hard. And I don't know what to do. Somebody asked me the other day, who was that? I forgot to call. I said, what do you do? You want the Democrat to run? No. I want the guy that I know to stand up. I want the guy that I know to man up. I want the guy that I know knows good and well he's against what they're doing with FISA with a 212-212 vote on an amendment that would have said, if they're investigating somebody foreign and you got somebody in the United States and they're a citizen, they got to have a warrant to go look at that citizen. We know the abuses were over and over again. Now, they're really going to be you abusing the hell out of it because you got to have somebody like Trump and Republicans win everything, and I got hope. But then again, I got a hope for Republicans, and every time we get them, they let us down. There was another thing. I have one more thing on this. Rand Paul. Now, it's once again, it's Senator Rand Paul. Rand Paul issues a stark warning to Donald Trump. He will lose his voters if he continues to support Speaker Johnson. Now, Speaker Johnson, self-proclaimed wartime speaker, announced on Wednesday he's proceeding with an intention to introduce a series of foreign aid bills, including provisions to funding Ukraine. Joe Biden put out a deal, said he was happy to work with Mike Johnson on this Ukraine deal. That was Joe Biden. Joe Biden's happy. Chuck Schumer reportedly is bragging to the colleagues that Speaker Johnson gave Democrats everything they wanted with the $95 billion foreign bill. Now, this is Chuck Schumer. Bill nearly identical to the Senate foreign aid package passed earlier this year by Chuck Schumer. Has gained the support of President Biden in the ear of House Speakers, House Republicans. Senator Schumer reportedly bragged to fellow senators that Johnson caved and gave Democrats everything they wanted. According to a senior editor at the Human Events, senior Republican official explained that Democrat Majority Leader was on the Senate floor bragging to other members about Speaker Johnson giving Democrats expand everything they wanted in the Ukraine and foreign aid package. Nothing in the bill for the U.S.-Mexico border in the bill. Remember, that was going to be what we did. Not one penny, nothing to protect the borders. I mean, this is what we're fighting, but you might say, be careful. They're going to put Jeffries in there. Well, we don't need Jeffries in there. I get that. But them shut down the trial before we have any testimony. I'm so heartbroken. That's why I play the speech of Mike. That's the Mike I do. By the way, you know that guy, Mike Gallagher? Okay. Biden's giving him, Representative Republican, giving the highest civilian honor on ally Mike Gallagher days before he quit the Congress. And, of course, Mike, I read all because he's still fussing about the, he only has a one vote. Folks, that speech he gave about Mayorkas was gold, man. Mike's right on the money. But man, where was that speech when we needed it? On a vote that he could have done something about. Why was that speech? Why was that speech? 212-212. Mike has a chance to get an amendment put on the FISA that's going to protect people. Where was that speech, Mike? That's the guy I know. That's the guy I'm friends with. That's the one I know. I know you're still a good guy. I'm not changing that, but that's the guy. That speech is the one that I heard over and over and over again, rallying the troops to get where we need to go. I don't know. I can't defend him anymore. I'm not trying. I'm getting ripped out emails from everybody that listens to this program and people that listen to Bongino. Got another one. Man, I meant to read that. I didn't print it, though. Man, one dude. Say, I love you to death. I love your program. But, man, the dude ran me into the ground. And I took it like a man. I said, you're probably right. And it's why I don't trust a lot of elected officials. And the ones that are that I have the most problems with now, I know Democrats are stupid. I know what they're going to do. They evil. Republicans just do stupid stuff. And I'm supposed to sit in a foxhole with a Republican. It's hard for me to do. I mean, I can't sit in a foxhole with bogus Boboya. You never know he's going to knife you in the back. I'm just telling you, these people are something else. I just wish that speech Mike gave. God, I wish he'd have gave that speech on that FISA bill. I wish he'd have gave that speech on that speech on the budget. I really do. That's what I wanted to see. Anyway, when we get back, also the whistleblower dealing with National Public Radio, Tom Graham will join us, MRC Newsbusters, about what that's all about. So anyway, take a break. Be back. The rest of you folks, stick with us. Moon at moongraffon.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancro and Broussard today.